Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Alaska Fine Arts Academy's production of Little Town of Christmas.
And here to talk about it, we have Betty Burke and Renee Crumley from the show, of both actors. And welcome.
Well, thank you welcome for having to the us. Show. Glad to be here.
So, Betty, you are playing one of many parts in the show. You're playing, your main part, I understand, is that of a Scrooge. But the nature of the show is that there are just all sorts of different vignettes. Kind of describe that to us.
Well, it's like reading a book of short stories. There are a number of Christmas-themed little vignettes. There's one with the lovely elves in the workshop working hard and making lots of short jokes. There are some scenes with an interview with a reindeer. There's also, it's just delightful. The closing scene is a reprise of the Christmas Carol, Dickens' Christmas Carol. The town of Christmas Town is in trouble because they've lost one of their reindeer for the tableau. And that is part of the couple of the scenes.
The whole thing that kind of winds it together is that the audience is there visiting Christmas Town. And the narrator kind of takes them through. So we have a little girl, Alicia Littlejohn, who is our narrator, and she takes you through each scene and introduces you to what's going on in the town and takes you from each vignette to vignette. And she's very cute.
That sounds like a fun show. What part do you have in it?
I'm the director of the show.
Oh, so right.
I have just tried to herd all of the children together and get them to learn their lines. It really is a show with mostly children and teenagers. I have two. You think there's more? Two, three adults, actual adults in it, and then everybody else are older teens, and then children play it. And the hardest thing for them is because it's not you play just one part, they have to switch parts, is changing characters.
So. Well, Renee, as a director, that must be a challenge to get these young actors to assume a whole different character from one scene to the other. How do you go about doing that?
Mostly we've tried to sit down before each scene. We would read it through, and then we really discussed character, what the character is in this scene. And when we were just blocking scenes and doing stuff, it was really hard. They would just, you know, be there. But once we got costumes on, it sure helped a lot. You know, when you put that costume on, it's easy to transform. And as the stage has started to come together with the paintings and we've really decorated it to make it Christmas Town, then they've started to get into it a lot more. So costumes really help.
I bet. I can imagine that an actor once in a costume would feel differently about his role.
Yeah. Well, I would think in this show especially, Jean, because you're playing all these iconic mm-hmm. characters and you put on those costumes, mm-hmm. you begin to look like those characters, don't you? And mm-hmm. Betty, we mentioned at the top of the show, one of your characters is Scrooge. And how do you play that role?
Oh, well, I try to be as miserly as I can. But then, of course, Scrooge does go through a transformation. So that is also, that scene is what the scene that we see when Scrooge opens his heart and realizes that Christmas is not about the money as much as he might have before thought that to be true.
But as a struggling theater, you are wanting to get the money.
Oh, well, that is true. That's funny. I didn't. That was an unintended reference to nonprofit status. Yes,
we're not in Pledge Week anymore.
Very, very true.
Well, as Scrooge says, money, money. I love the sound. Just the word. Say it again. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Well, Renee, also as director, I know this play is done in several different scenes. In fact, yes. The playwright mentions you can choose which ones to use, which ones not to use, depending on your casting.
And we did do a little bit of that. We did edit it a little bit. We took one scene out. We changed some scenes around to help balance out Act 1 and Act 2. And I think that it helps with the flow as we've gone through it and giving the actors and actresses time to change. And several of them have really used wigs and stuffing and all kinds of things to help them do that, to get through each vignette and take on that different character that they have to be.
That would make sense, especially with children.
Yeah.
Older people can manage to do that, especially if they're practiced actors, but kids would appreciate the costume.
Yes, yeah, they really have. Unfortunately, you know, because they have several different costumes, it has taken longer to really kind of pull all the costumes together, because each person probably has three or four different costumes that they had to have in this show. So, but the kids are really cute. Some of them did try to take on some accents when they were doing their characters at first, and found out last night when we did a dress rehearsal that's kind of hard to maintain an accent. And so they finally listened to my note of saying, you know, maybe we don't need to use the accents. Just use your acting ability and your character to portray that character rather than letting the accent try to portray the character.
That makes great sense, especially with children.
Yeah. They just have a hard time keeping it.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt. We're talking to Betty Burke and Renee Crumley about The Little Town of Christmas, which AFAA, which is out in the Eagle River, is doing this year.
And Renee, you want to get back just one moment to you're talking about the accents. Mm-hmm. It must be wonderful to be working with these young actors who are taking the initiative to come up with choices like that.
Mm-hmm. Kids have been so imaginative and thoughtful about their characters. They've tried all different kinds of things that I hadn't necessarily thought of. They would bring them in and say, hey, what about this? Can I try this with this character? And I'd be like, sure, let's try it and see if it works. And, you know, did try to let them know that some things will work and some things won't. But you do have to give me the authority to say yes or no to those changes. We'll try it and see. And some of them worked really well. One of the suggestions was that we've made Christmastown a town of elves. So everyone has elf ears and everyone has elf shoes. And then the rest of their costumes all stay the same. But everyone in Christmastown is an elf, of course, except for Santa and Mrs. Claus. They're not elves, but Santa and Mrs. Claus do live in Christmastown, and they do make an appearance. So
sounds like magic.
Yes, and at the end of the show, the children will get
and
to have
Santa?
Photos with Santa. Santa is Jason Roach.
Wait, Santa
is
Santa.
Oh, I know
Santa.
Jason.
Santa. Well, Santa that we have is Santa's helper, because Santa is very busy this time of year. He couldn't possibly make it to our stage for a true appearance. So he sent one of his helpers over, Jason Roach, and his whole family is in the show. Mm-hmm. His wife, Mrs. Claus, and his three children are in the show. And and Santa does tell you that he is truly Santa's helper, and Santa needs lots of helpers this time of year.
That's delightful, because I know him, and he's a wonderful actor.
Yes, he's a lot of fun. He's been wonderful. So he gets to do a scene with his son, and it's very, very cute.
It's a charming scene.
It's probably one of my favorite scenes in the whole show is Santa with this little boy who's just grilling him with questions. It's called Santa's Pop Quiz. And this little boy is just grilling Santa with all kinds of questions to try and figure out if he's the real Santa. And he finally does explain to him that he is Santa's helper, because Santa couldn't possibly be all the places he would need to be this time of year. And at the end, you discover that the little boy who's quizzing Santa is Santa is actually his dad. And he pulls his beard off and gives him a kiss. It's very cute.
That's excellent. I remember when I was 5 years old figuring out that my parents were Santa, because everything in my stocking was in the kitchen.
Well, Betty, we have about 45 seconds left on the show. Tell us something about perhaps your Christmas experience as you're bringing to this show.
I grew up with a Christmas tree farm, so I have a lot of feeling for the whole decor of Christmas, and I appreciate our set. The art director at that school has made beautiful set pieces for us.
Well, that's about all the time we have on Stage Talk. And thank you for coming, Betty Burke and Renee Crumley, to talk about
Little Town of Christmas,
which is being put on at AFAA, which is out in Beagle River.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, it was wonderful. Hope to see you at the show.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Up in Wasilla, you can see Valley Performing Arts production of Velveteen Rabbit, adapted by Anita Larson. It will run through December 21st. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
It's the last weekend to see UAA Department of Theater and Dance's production of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night or What You Will, performing Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information or for tickets, go to centertix.net or go to uaatix.com. And in full disclosure, I am the director of the show.
At Cyrano's, you can see Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day by Judith Fjorst and Shelley Markham on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Over in Grant Hall here on the campus of APU, you can see TBA's presentation of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl, opening December the 12th and running through the 20th. For info, call 677-PLAY or go to play@tbatheater.org.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see a production of Christmas Bells by Jones, Hope, and Whidden, which continues until December 21st. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
And finally, up in Eagle River at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy, you can see The Little Town of Christmas, written by Pat Cook, performing December 5th, 6th, and 12th and 13th. With performances at 7 p.m. on all the days and at 2 o'clock on 6th and the 13th. For more information, call 907-694-8909 or go to www.akfineArts.org. Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests today were Betty Burke and Renee Crumley, who are from the AFAA production of This Little Town of Christmas. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.